1 Chronicles chapter 19. Now it came to pass after this, that Nahash the king of the children of Ammon died, and his son reigned in his place. And David said, I will show kindness to Hanun the son of Nahash, because his father showed kindness to me. And David sent messengers to comfort him concerning his father. So the servants of David came into the land of the children of Ammon to Hanun, to comfort him. But the princes of the children of Ammon said to Hanun, Do you think that David honors your father, that he has sent comforters to you? Have not his servants come to you to search, and to overthrow, and to spy out the land? Therefore Hanun took David's servants, and shaved them, and cut off their clothes in the middle next to their buttocks, and sent them away. Then certain ones went, and told David how the men were served. And he sent to meet them. Because the men were greatly ashamed. And the king said, Stay at Jericho until your beards have grown, and then return. And when the children of Ammon saw that they had made themselves a stench to David, Hanun and the children of Ammon sent 1,000 talents of silver. About 75,000 pounds, 34,000 kilograms to hire for themselves chariots and horsemen out of Mesopotamia, and out of Syria-Maka, and out of Zobah. So they hired 32,000 chariots, and the king of Maka and his people, who came and camped before Medeba. And the children of Ammon gathered themselves together from their cities, and came to battle. And when David heard of it, he sent Joab, and all the host army of the mighty men. And the children of Ammon came out, and put the battle in array before the gate of the city, and the kings that were come were by themselves in the field. Now when Joab saw that the battle was set against him before and behind, he chose out of all the choice of Israel, and put them in array against the Syrians. And the rest of the people he delivered to the hand of Abishai his brother, and they set themselves in array against the children of Ammon. And he said, If the Syrians are too strong for me, then you shall help me, but if the children of Ammon are too strong for you, then I will help you. Be of good courage, and let us behave ourselves valiantly for our people, and for the cities of our God. And let the Lord Jehovah do that which is good in his sight. So Joab and the people that were with him drew near before the Syrians to the battle, and they fled before him. And when the children of Ammon saw that the Syrians had fled, they likewise fled before Abishai his brother, and entered into the city. Then Joab came to Jerusalem. And when the Syrians saw that they were put to the worse before Israel, they sent messengers, and drew forth the Syrians that were beyond the river. And Shophach the captain of the host of Hadarezer went before them. And it was told David. And he gathered all Israel, and passed over the Jordan River, and came upon them, and set the battle in array against them. So when David had put the battle in array against the Syrians, they fought with him. But the Syrians fled before Israel. And David killed of the Syrians 7,000 men who fought in chariots, and 40,000 footmen, and killed Shophach the captain of the host. Army. And when the servants of Hadarezer saw that they were put to the worse before Israel, they made peace with David, and became his servants. Neither would the Syrians help the children of Ammon any more.